Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar! What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? This is the Dollar Radio Show, where on Sundays and Wednesdays, we get together with you, our welcome listeners, and even those just popping in, we get down and we try to help y'all from getting pimped every single day. Almost every single transaction, you getting pimped. We're going to go into it a little bit deeper, but this is the Dollar Radio Show where we try to help the masses eventually somehow break those financial shackles that you allow yourselves to be enslaved by. And we do this on Sundays and Wednesdays, but before we go deeper into the show and why you're getting pimped, and it's an R-rated show, so we're going to ask that those who are underage or those who are maybe not ready for some mature language, this might not be the episode for you. Those who are wishy-washy and gullible, this might not be the episode for you. But we're going to go into that. But real quick, we're going to give a quick shout-out to the people that helped to make this and every Dollar Radio show possible. That's the good people of Blog Talk Radio. Please further visit around, check out the different other interest that you can listen to, different other shows, but it's all possible to the people of Blog Talk Radio, and we thank them. And also, we want to thank our super sponsors. We're talking about mobile, adweb.info. They're the gatekeepers and the key math information in the 21st century, because they can get your information into mobile phones and cell phones all throughout the United States, starting off at $30 a month. So you might want to give them a call. You might want to get down with them. You might want to holler at them. And go check them out. You can go to the website, mobileadweb.info, or you can give them a call at 844-MAW-INFO. That's 844-MAW-INFO. Now, we're going to jump into our Dollar Radio show. And like I said, this episode today is also another one of our growing in demand R-rated shows, where we're going to tell you point blank. I'm going to keep it, I'm going to get some language in here that's kind of frank and mature and blunt, and just roll with me on it. If you disagree, if you agree, you can always give us a call in on the call number, 347-934-0078. That's 347-934-0078. Get in and let me hear what you got to think what I'm about to say on why you and damn near everybody around you are getting pimped every single day. And you don't even care. You don't even care. A guy like me gets on here and talks about it. Some expert on CNN, some egghead gets about it. You don't even care. You know why? I'm going to break it down for you, because we're going to talk pimp language tonight. Maybe that will help you understand. Some of y'all don't know pimp language. I don't even know full pimp language. But we're going to use pimp language tonight. We're going to talk about why you're either a pimp, a hoe, or a hater. There's no other option. You choose right here, right now. I'm going to give you about 5 to 10 seconds. You choose. Are you a pimp? Are you a hoe? Are you a hater? I don't have any Jeopardy music for you, so you're just going to have to go ahead and wrap this up. Pimp or hater, you have to choose. Say, okay, well, I'm not a hoe. Okay, I know that much. Okay, okay. And I'm not a pimp because pimps, you know, they do what they do, and they're nasty people and nasty women. So that means you're a hater. Okay, check. This one's a hater. Put her over there. Put him over there. Next, which one are you, sir? Well, I'm not a hater. I believe that people should be able to. Okay, shut the fuck up. Hurry on. Excuse my language. Well, I'm not a hoe, so then you're a pimp. Okay, well, he says he's a pimp. John, take him over there to that section. All right, next, which one are you? You have to choose. In this financial pimp land, you have to choose. Because if you're not pimping, somebody's pimping you. Bottom line, financially, somebody's pimping you. Think about it. Every purchase you make, Is that something that's making you any money? When you went out to lunch, was that because you really wanted to eat there? Are you, by any stretch of the imagination, going to make any money off of, any future money? Maybe you do business with this place. Maybe you do your friends and family with someone you do business. Is there any type of connection in which your benefits are served other than you putting food in your belly? Other than you enjoying yourself, I just wanted a good time. I just wanted to get out and so on. So, okay, that's fine and dandy. But did this benefit you at all? You know why? Because everything around you, take a look. Take a look around you. Because I'm going to talk to you tonight like a hoe. You're either a pimp, you're a hoe, or you're a hater. And I got a section for everybody in this episode. So right now, I'm going to talk to you like you are. And if you are not a hoe, this doesn't apply to you. That's what all the pimps say when they call people hoes, when they call people bitches, when they call people skanks. You know what they say? They say, if it don't apply to you, then why are you responding to me? Why does this anger you? Huh? Why does it anger you for me to talk like this? For me to talk to you like this, hoe? You're a financial hoe. You know why? Because everything around you, look around you. Somebody made money off of that. Did you? Hell no. You don't make money off a damn thing. People give you money. Like pimps give hoes money. They give them something shiny, like a damn cat. They flash something, a light on the wall, and they go chase it on the wall, looking stupid. Except the cat's got real agility. You ain't got no agility, hoe. You're a financial hoe, and you know it. You know why? Because all of your money comes from working for somebody else. You got a pimp. Everywhere you earn a dollar, you got a pimp. You know it. Because if this doesn't apply to you, you wouldn't be angry. You wouldn't be ready to hate on me right now. You wouldn't be ready to talk smack because you know it's true. I'm talking to you. If every dollar you earn because someone gives it to you, you're a financial hoe. You're a trick. Walking the street looking for the next job, and you know it. Anytime you hear someone walking up or talking about their financial situation, ain't nobody hiring, man. That's a financial hoe. They only giving out money to people with degrees. That's a financial hoe. Well, my mom and my daddy, you know, nobody ever gave me. That's a financial slave right there. There might actually not even be any hope for that person. But even the person that says, well, I get paid pretty well. And I mean, you know, I got some skills. I got a degree and this and that. And I got some contacts. And yet and still, that person gets 100% of their money from somebody else. It has to go through one or two or three different hands, not even counting the government, not even counting the government. Your money has to go to two or three different hands before you finally get it. Huh? And then what do you do with it? What do you do with it? What would a financial hoe do with the money? What would a, you know, we're going to be talking pimp language here, so excuse my language. This is not how I normally talk. But obviously for some people, you want to be talked to like this. You need to be talked to like this. Okay? What would a financial hoe do with the money? What would you do with the money? The moment you get it, a lot of you, the moment you get your taxes, you do what a financial hoe would do. You please yourself. You make yourself feel good. I mean, we, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we only have one life to live as far as I know of. And of course you would want to enjoy yourself. But wouldn't you want to enjoy yourself as much as possible? And so when you get these moments, when you do get a little change in your pocket, you do get that tax return, you do get that settlement, somebody does help you buy some property, you get an asset, you get something of value, finally, what do? Lottery winners, what do? They want to make themselves feel good. Okay, well, here's some change on the floor. Trick. Go pick that up and go buy yourself a damn ice cream cone. It's hot outside. You're a financial hoe. Because nowhere in that time did you think of breaking the chains from your pimps. No point in time did you say, you know what, maybe instead of me going through him or her for protection, maybe I'll set things up on my own. That's the beginning of breaking that financial shackle. That's the beginning of thinking of yourself like an enterprise. That's the beginning of becoming, did you know you own your life? Did you know that? I'm about to go real far left on the political stream with you and real far right with you in the political stream. And it all makes sense. Now hear me out. Did you know that just like you have a right to the actions of your body, you own the actions of your body. You own your body. Okay? So you have the right for things like an abortion. Should no person come along, no man come along and tell you that you what you can or cannot do with your body, right? But then someone will come along and say, but you don't have the right to kill that unborn baby. That's life too. So you've got ownership, and yet you've got responsibility. So how is it that you have ownership of your body? You have ownership of your actions. You have ownership of your life. And yet you willingly let someone else make financial decisions for you. You willingly let someone else say, you know what, I can't pay you $15 an hour. It's just not going to happen with this company. Okay? But then you want to pass off and say why you are broke, why you can't make ends meet. You want to pass off and say why you're a hoe, a financial hoe, is because there is no job, because people ain't hiring, because the banks ain't giving out credit. When there was a financial recession coming along and there was the subprime mortgage crisis brewing, and you had a lot of people who maybe shouldn't have gotten mortgages, who probably shouldn't have gotten a taste of ownership, they got a taste of it. Now, you have a lot of people that blame the banks and say they shouldn't have been lending to those people. They knew those people couldn't pay back those loans. Look at the standards they were offering. You got some people that blame the government because the government wanted to encourage more ownership. And then you have some people that blame the borrower and say you were living too high off the hog. You were trying, you know, you were overstepping your means. You knew you couldn't this and that, and so everybody is to fault. The problem is that the entire time when you base your financial life, your financial destiny on someone offering terms to you, you're a hoe. I mean, can I break it down any further, please? Will the pimps in the back, please? Will somebody please co-sign this for me? Whenever someone can pass along something shiny to you and make you forget about the fact that you don't own them, whenever someone can come to you with the terms, come to you with terms, not you negotiate terms, not you settle on terms that work out for you. You accept their terms, point blank. Oh, you let me get a house? You let me get a car? I didn't even hear your terms. I didn't even see the fine print, Donis. I don't care about that. You're giving me, you're letting me have a house, a boat, a car. All you need to do is slap me on the ass and tell me which car to get in. You're a financial hoe. Because nowhere along those lines did you think for yourself long term. Nowhere along the times did you think, if I'm going to have a pimp, that pimp better be me. That pimp better be me. You know, some people call people with that mentality uppity. Some people call people with that mentality greedy. Some people will even call people with that mentality dreamers. But you know what they won't call those people? Hoes. You will never be slapped on the ass and told which hotel room to go in and out of, and come back and give me my money pronto, when you have the mentality of making your own financial destiny, becoming an owner, investor, and not a worker, laborer, slave, hoe, consumer. Can I get any more frank for you? Can I get any more blunt? If anybody wants to come in, they want to chime in, they want to agree, disagree. It's the number 347-934-0078. That's 347 334-0078. Because I dare you to challenge me. Because if you are challenged, you know what? Like I said, there's pimps, there's hoes, there's haters. And I already told you what a hoe is. If you make all of your money through someone giving you your money, you're a financial hoe. Isn't that what streetwalkers do? From the low class to the high class, isn't that what they do? They may not even, some of them don't even collect the money. But even if you do collect the money, if you have to split it off to somebody else because they're protecting you from getting your ass whooped, they're protecting you from effing up, they're protecting you from getting killed out here, isn't that, you get your money, I'm going to show you another reason why you're a financial, or you're a financial trick. You get your money, you get your asset. 3 years later, some people not even that long, 3 years later, you got to sell that asset. You have to sell that asset at a depreciated value, and you got to sell it now, which further means you're going to get less for that asset. You didn't make any money on that asset when you held it. You held it just long enough for it to depreciate, and now because you need to sell it in a hurry, because you got to plug up some other holes, you get less for it. Well, wouldn't that be the equivalent of a pimp giving, say, his trick a car? And then she, whatever, I'm not going to be a sexist, you can be a male or female toot out here, financial or literal. And so you, the pimp gives the trick the car and lets them do what you will with it. Do what you will with it, ho. Because I know you will be coming right back, and you're not going to come back with a better car. Come on now. You're not going to come back with a better car than what I gave you. You're not going to come back to pick me up for a ride, man. I'm gonna pick you up for a ride. We can go joyride, and I'm gonna show you all the places that I've seen and where I've been. You're gonna come back when you need another car. You're gonna come back when your situation has gotten dire and you want to see me. Can you help me flip? Can you help me get it fixed? Or you got some more options for me? Because when you deal with a financial hoe, you can give them flashy things. You can give them some extra credit. You can make the credit terms easier. That's like putting a bigger piece of cheese on the rat trap. What difference does it make? What damn difference does it make? You're going to get killed anyway. That was a piece of cheese that probably wasn't even going to get eaten because your dumb ass was not going to be able to get it. When you have the mindset of a financial slave, when you have the mind, difference does it make if you win the lottery? What difference does it make if you have a degree? What difference does it make if no one is there to support you? And what difference does it make if you've got family that's got your back that won't let you fall? You know why? Because you will fall. That just means they have to invest in a damn trampoline. They got to invest in cushions on the floor. I use a lot of analogies, so just roll with me on these. The point is when you're a financial slave, when you're a financial trick, you don't know what to do with that money. That's why pimps don't give their hoes money. They give them treats, take them on trips. Why would I ever give you some money? Why would I ever invest in you like a partner? Why would I ever treat you other than anything than the tool that you are, the financial hammer that you are? You're not even a refined tool. I just use you to bang things. You know what you are? You're like Celia in The Color Purple before she finally broke her chain. You get mad because old boy brings in the singer-dancer chick. But you know why he brought her in? Because she presented more value to him. She presented more value to him. So he was willing to kiss her ass, make food for her. She threw it up against the wall. You make food, she gobbles it up. But he don't appreciate you. You know why? Because to him, you are a financial trick. And that's how these banks treat you. That's how these jobs treat you. That's how anybody who's not enslaved still, not still dependent upon a financial pimp. That's how they look at you. They might be nice to your face, but they're more than willing and more than eager to make money off of you. When are you willing to make money off of yourself? When are you willing to make money off of your talent and your ability? Why is everything around you making somebody else wealthy, sending somebody else's kids to college, helping somebody else put gas in the tank? Huh? Even if you start off with something small that's helping to put gas in your tank every week, didn't you come out on top? And in the process, you might have learned something. Planting those seeds, you might have learned something for the next day. You might have learned something that you actually can pass along to your kids and to the community. Because when you work with somebody, you can pass along how to work with them. Hey, master don't want you to do it like that. Master, she always tell us to put this over there and this and that. Like, hey, you gonna mess around and get us fired. You gonna mess around and get us caught. We'll sell you out before you sell us out. You can't break the union. You can't break the bond. See, you gonna mess around and get us fired. Do I need to tell you which group that is? If you have ever made those statements, if you've heard people make those statements, do I need to tell you what their financial destiny is going to look like? You could drop a brick of gold in their damn lap. I can tell you right now, they're not going to do nothing with it. Matter of fact, there's people lining up to take that money from you in a legal way. Just turn you into the consumer that you are. Turn you into the financial trick that you are. Was one of the pimp codes? Why would I ever give you some cash? You damn near kill yourself with it. You choke yourself with it. So for the benefit of both of us, here you go. Go take this. Go look nice and pretty over there with it. Go show everybody off. Go show it off to everybody. You ain't even got to tell them I got it for you. You can act like it's all yours. But you go do that and then you come right back. You come right back because I got some more work for you. All right? Get out of here. Slap on the ass. Get out of here now. Go take care of some business. You know how it is. You know how it is. When you want to get a raise, when you need to get some more income and you're trying to figure out what to do, and you stop at the roadblock, the magical, mythical brick wall, Great Wall of China, of will they give me a raise? Will they give me an advance? Will they give me a raise? Can I get a second job? Can I go back to school to get another job? Come on now. Here you go. Here you go, honey. You forgot this. Put this on too. This goes with it. You know I love you. You know I be thinking about you. The hell on out of here. We talk some real business with this one over here. That's where you lie. You get mad at Latinos coming up from the South. You get mad at people coming from the Caribbean. You get mad at people coming from Asia. You get mad at people coming from Africa. You get mad at people coming from Europe. Because they come in and take your jobs that master has so lovingly doled out to you. They come in to take your corner that your pimp for the last 15 years has been giving you, but you didn't realize it this whole time. You're starting to get a little bit older. You know, since you make your money off of your back and almost literally on your back. Since you make your money off of your back, you know, as you get older, your production off of your physical labor is going to drop. So as a pimp, since I have no real business loyalty to you, if your production drops off, why wouldn't I just go get somebody newer and younger? Huh? Why wouldn't I just go get somebody that graduated in 2000 and such and such, as opposed to the older 1900 model? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's 2015. If I go get somebody right now, they graduated in what? Somebody that was born in 1997? They're 18 years old now. That's legal. Okay? So why would I deal with you born in 1967? Huh? Now, you may think I'm talking pimp language right here. I'm actually talking about in your damn job. In your job. Why would they continue to deal with you when you expect higher earnings to pay for your standard of living at the age that you're in your life, and there's somebody else who will take half of what you make with little to almost no benefit, and they'll lick it up. They happy to get off stuff. They happy to get out of the house. They happy to have a few dollars and some change in their pocket. The PIM code, the PIM game, and your financial destiny, they're related. And I want you to think about that as we close out these last few minutes. I want you to think about that. Because if you're a pimp, none of this applies to you. Pimp, none of this applies to you. If you're a pimp, you're making your plans. You're investing in yourself. You're putting money in yourself. You're using your knowledge and your education that you can get on your damn phone. A lot of people say, I need to go back to school. You can get 60% of the stuff that you're going to get in school, as far as out of the books, you can get online. You can get it. You don't have to act like someone has to be your pimp, your knowledge, your education pimp, and guide you along. When you invest in yourself and you start making more and more of the decisions on your own, then you are no longer a hoe. And if you disagree with me, and yet you're also not investing in yourself, you're a hater. Haters and hoes often have the same type of faith. They're on the sideline looking at the pimps, talking about the people who have made it, talking about the people who are successful, and saying, I wish somebody had done that to me. Must be easy. When you are investing in yourself out here, you don't even pay attention to the haters and the hoes because you know what they're going to do. You're focused on what you're going to do. You're focused on your financial debt and you're for you and your family. Okay? I don't have too much time to worry about other people's net worth. What's my net worth? What am I making money off of? Okay? I pay money, you pay money, people pay money all the time for bills and for pleasure. When is someone giving you money? Huh? When is someone putting money into your pocket, into your hands, into your account? Why won't you put money into yourself instead of paying other people to go to college to have more knowledge than your kids? That's what a slave would do. That's what a financial hoe would do. That money, just give it back to me. Just save our time, give it back to me. Don't be mad at the bank. Don't be mad at the government. And you know what? Don't even be mad at the people who already got it. Be mad at yourself because you continue to hang with Alonzo. You continue to hang with Leroy. You continue to hang with Juan or Jesus. You continue to hang with Thad. You continue to hang with Brad and Jonathan. Whatever the name of your damn pimp is, you keep going back to me. You keep going back. And that's the bottom line. And that's why we continue to hammer this home on Wednesdays and Sundays, on Sundays and Wednesdays on the Dollar Radio Show. We're trying to help our people. We're trying to help the masses break their financial chains. So then you're either a pimp, a financial hoe, or a hater. And we call them out here. We want to once again give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio for helping us to provide this platform. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Mobile, AdWeb.info. Go check them out. 844-MAW-INFO, or go to the website, mobileadweb.info. This is the Dollar Radio Show. We will see you all for upcoming episodes, or check out the archives. But please, break them shackles. Pimp or hater, you know who you are, but we love you anyway. This is Dollar Radio. Bye-bye.